Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. When the Medford Corporation was railroad logging out of Butte Falls, Oregon in the 1920s, life for a logger's family was not easy. The company built rails into the woods, cut down trees that were hauled to the rail line, and loaded on rail cars. When all the big trees in one area had been logged, they moved the railroad to another area. A dozen loggers' families lived in company-owned, one-bedroom homes built on skids and about the size of railroad cars. When the rail line moved, so did the houses. Steam-driven log loaders placed them on rail cars for delivery at the new campsite. Bachelors lived in a bunkhouse at the same camp. The train took individual grocery lists to the head office in Medford and returned with the supplies the next day. The camps were without electricity, and the term running water meant running to the stream, filling a bucket of water, and running back home. Women scrubbed clothes on a washboard. It was a rural lifestyle, but our neighbors were living the same way. We have lots of good memories, a camp child, Zelda Edmondson, recalled years later in an oral history interview. Today's episode of As It was written by Alice Mullally, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.